My first real experience with abuse as far as seeing the seriousness of it is about 25 years ago. I was speaking in a church. It was like a youth rally. And this lady brought a teenage girl to the meeting that night, and afterwards she wanted to talk with me. And we all sat out on the steps of the church, and this young lady was a cutter. She had cuts all up her arms, and it was obvious she had a lot of problems. And she shared with us, myself and the lady there, who thankfully her husband was a police officer, and they were able to take care of some things. But she shared with me that she was being abused in her home by her mother's friend. And that was just like – was very much woke me up that there was a need. And then other people came to me, and I realized that we need some resources to help people who struggle with abuse.
And talk about your book, Restored, Living and Loving After Abuse. How, Don, how do you feel that this is a resource?
Well, first of all, it is biblically based. It has biblical principles in it. And it begins with meeting the needs, the unanswered questions people have that have been abused. And some of the things they struggle with is their own self-value. They don't believe anybody would want them. Another big thing that they struggle with is guilt. And I tell them in the book, I talk about that there's two kinds of sin in the world. There's sin that's committed against us, and there's sin that we commit. Well, abuse is someone committing a sin against us if we're being abused. And so I explain that and help them put that in perspective. And I show them in the book how the way they view things and the way that they realize that they can change the situation by the way they perceive things and the progress that they can make by making changes in their thinking and changes in their heart. Who you are. Everything that has happened in your life is part of who you are, but it does not define you. We don't always choose our circumstances, but we always choose what we do with them. The past does not define you. Those who have hurt you do not define you, and your circumstances do not define who you are. Your relationship with God, the faith in your heart, the dreams and goals you have for yourself, what you desire to do to help others, and the difference you want to make in your own life and in the lives of those who you love, these are the things that define who you are.
And we're talking with Dr. Don Woodard, author of Restored, Living and Loving After Abuse. You want these people to know that this is not their fault.
Exactly. It's not their fault, and they are not to blame, and they don't have to carry the guilt, and that there is hope. They can live and love again. They can have a productive life.
You know, it's you'd like to think this issue would go away, but you can, whether it's abuse from clergy, which has been in the news recently, or family members or friends or something. It just never goes away.
It's the not talked about issue of our day. It really is. And what I see when things like this recent announcement has happened, that we focus too much on the abuser and we're not thinking a whole lot about, here's all these people that need help, and we need to minister to them and encourage them and show them that they can have victory.
And the other thing is that a lot of these kids that grow up in one that were abused, a lot of times, Don, they have issues later in their life, and sometimes it even becomes a recurring cycle.
Yes, they have. Their biggest challenge that I have found is they don't trust anyone, and trust is the foundation of all relationships. And so if they have a problem with trust, they're going to have problems in all of their relationships. And I talk about that in the book, about the importance of trust and how to confront that.
We're talking with Don Woodard, the author of Restored, Living and Loving After Abuse. How long has the book been out, and what type of feedback are you getting?
Came out June 1st, and it's been amazing. I've had people reach out to me on Facebook, who found me on Facebook, and have told me that the book has changed their life. I received messaging from a lady 2 days ago in Pennsylvania. Someone gave her a copy of the book, and she said it's absolutely changed her life. She was abused terribly as a child. She told me her story. We're getting a lot of reports like that. We're very encouraged by those reports.
And you talk about some of the feelings these abuse victims have, low self-value, hopeless, angry. And are there things in the book, Don, that you think will help them sort of cope with some of that?
I think one of the biggest things that we've gotten good feedback about is how to forgive. There is a process in forgiving people who have abused you. And there's a whole chapter on that, of course, and then I mentioned it several other times.
And do you feel that's something that's necessary to get to close the door?
I believe it is to have victory. I believe to put it behind you and to let go of that person the way I explain in the book so that you can forgive them. I call it dethroning the evil king and queen in your life. And you just have to put that in perspective, and you have to come to a place where you can forgive, and forgiveness is possible.
Just to wrap up here, again, we're talking with Dr. Don Woodard, author of Restored, Living and Loving After Abuse, and I'm assuming this is available online. And
it's available on the publisher's website at ambassadorinternational.com. It's also available locally here at Barnes & Noble in Roanoke. And then you can reach me at Beacon Baptist Church in Salem, and we have a Facebook page, Beacon Baptist Church of Salem.
All right, just to wrap up, talk about this path to healing, and that's something I guess you're trying to show people in Restored.
Well, one thing you just have to realize, it's a journey. Just you have to consider that being restored in this, it is a journey. You have to start someplace. And I tell folks, you can go from victim to victor, but there is a journey to take, and the process of the book is taking that journey to victory.
Dr. Don Woodard, the author of Restored, Living and Loving After Abuse, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.